officer that was on the bicycle, that chased Norman, was Norman?
Yeah.
Okay. She drove by me. The bald with the Australian accent drove by me.
Well, these people were throwing popcorn.
Well, the girls were climbing and reclining on the whatever that is statue. Can't open. That's the Mr. Brown. I was here for that too. They were doing a much larger mess, throwing it in handfuls.
What happened to it? It's all been cleaned up.
The birds ate it.
Really? No way. It's completely clean. There's no popcorn.
I looked for you. I called Becky Faust and I spoke to a young man and I said, does Robert have a pager? Because he needs to be here. Where is Becky? And I said, you walked by me 5 minutes earlier. While you were walking by me, this was going on. We just didn't see it.
Wow.
And I turned around. I looked at the coffee shop. I went to the pizza place. I left my stuff and was running down the avenue.
Yeah, we were in the art store.
Oh,
Palace Arts.
And that's the only place I didn't look, but I went everywhere looking for you because all this was going on, and it was sweet young minors doing it, or maybe 18-year-old girls. But, and the cops were driving this way, that way, this way, and this way, the same way poor Norman got it.
And we're standing here at the Cinema 9 Theater.
Excuse me, popcorn throwing, you know.
Right.
Birds
littering.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would make a citizen's complaint or something against them. I mean, Norman shouldn't have to be the only one to take the beating if you know, that's just more discrimination.
Can you make a CPRB complaint?
I will, definitely. Because this is one that I saw, and I saw four different cop cars drive by while it was happening. And one was stopped down there, and I couldn't leave everything that far to walk down there. Oh, yeah, there.
We run and try. Let's try and catch him. So, we're talking with Matthew of Palace Arts Stationery. Matthew, you're selling us some sidewalk chalk. Has there been much of an increase in sidewalks chalk sales?
No, I wouldn't say so. In fact, I don't think anyone's bought any in a while.
Has Tom Ridge contacted you about the kind of terrorist uses to which this chalk is being put?
No, he hasn't.
How about Police Chief Steve Belcher?
No, absolutely not.
Downtown Association?
No, no one.
O'Neill Surf Shop?
No.
Perhaps some officers on the beat?
Absolutely not.
Well, you know, we may have to, you know, keep them advised. You know, they are examining lists of people in the libraries who are lending out certain books to certain people.
Yeah.
We've got to keep on our toes on these.
All right.
The point here is, of course, is that Palace Arts Stationery sells large barrels of chalk, which is called sidewalk chalk, and yet people who use it on the sidewalk are getting arrested, particularly if they're activists. And, of course, this differential, as we heard from Randy Sue Winchell in another matter, a man who leaves breadcrumbs of Food Not Bombs meal gets beaten up for not taking a ticket, but a man who teenage girls who throw popcorn all over the place and feed the pigeons are ignored, pointedly ignored, by four different squad cars, if we're to believe the story of Randy Sue Winchell.
I'll await word from these officials.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's about 8:15. We're on downtown. We're talking with
Josh Freestone.
And Josh, you were one of the people swept up in the marijuana sting operation. I understand they busted you for a gram, and then for possession of 5 grams?
Yeah.
With intent to sell?
Yeah.
And this was near the Borders area?
Yeah.
Do you think this was part of your hardcore drug crime sting, or was it an attempt to clear away people who were, should we say, seen as undesirable downtown?
I guess more to get rid of people that are considered undesirable, because the hardcore drugs they need to be dealing with is down in the flats, not down here downtown. You know, it's just a bunch of kids with... Those that have marijuana, big deal. You know, marijuana's never killed anybody. Heroin's killed people. Speed's killed people. Alcohol and tobacco, yeah, you know. But, you know, people that are on marijuana, they're too stoned to do hurt anybody, to try and mess anybody up, try and rip anybody off. They're just going to kick back. You know?
How long have you been in jail?
I just spent 18 days. I have to go back and spend like another 42 or so before I get out.
There's also a stay away order from
Pacific and SoCal, just the corner. They didn't say a distance, so I don't know how far I have to stay away.
So it seemed like they were particularly trying to get to eliminate your presence from the downtown area, where you also were previously in front of New Leaf and then across the street at the Cookie Company.
Hanging out, yeah. But they didn't say I couldn't hang out downtown. They just said I had to stay away from Pacific and SoCal. And I'm going to hold them to do it. Department 6, that's all I remember.
Say again?
Department 6.
Department 6. Could be McAdams. I'm not sure.
Gray goatee, white goatee, white hair.
Sounds like it's McAdams, but I'm not entirely sure. Now, how many other people were swept up in this bus that you know that was arrested you?
From what I understand, they got 10 people that I know of, and I was, two other people, I heard them, doing the bus to cross the radio in the police car while I was waiting to be taken to jail.
Now, was this an entrapment bus? Like, did somebody say, I want to buy something from you, and then take you around the corner, and then pop you?
Well, they asked to buy something from me, and then I said, sure, and they sat down on the bench in front of me, I handed them the bag, you know. I even asked them if they were a police officer, and they said... And then I said, are you a police officer? I said, first, are you involved with the police department or are you a cop? And he said, no. And yeah, I was entrapment straight up. But, you know, they said, I can't prove that, you know, that it's, that the entrapment doesn't exist anymore. I don't know if that's true or not, but they said it doesn't. So they said that I couldn't use that as part of, you know, the whole thing.
Who was your public defender?
First, I start out with Mr. Minsloff. John Minsloff, and then I got Nikki, I don't know where her last name is.
What was your feeling about how much time she spent on your case?
Here's what happened. I had Minsloff for 2 weeks, then I go to the day of my preliminary hearing, they switched me to a new lawyer because of, conflict of interest with another case he's handling with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then I have her the day of my, and then they wanted me to waive time. I had 2 days left before preliminary hearings had to be done,
right,
which was today. And so they make me come back again. I meet with her on Tuesday, and then I go to court today, and it's a completely different lawyer again. So I had three different lawyers.
Who was the new lawyer?
Gallagher. Very good.
Sean Gallagher.
Yeah, very good lawyer. He got to where I had 2 days, stay of execution, so I come get my property together and put it somewhere where I knew it was going to be safe, and I was going to get it back when I got out, instead of it being in police and maybe be lost, you know.
Was anyone busted for sale or possession of heroin, amphetamine, crack, crank, anything like that?
Not from downtown that I know of. You know, we don't sell that. Nobody sells that kind of shit down here. It's pot. That's it, you know. If you want speed and heroin, I'm not saying that I approve of it, but people go to the flats for that crap. We don't want it down here, you know.
What about on the levee?
I don't know about that. You know, I don't deal with that crap because I'm not a user of that kind of shit or seller of it.
You use your street name in this discussion you've given?
Spider. Yeah, so I'm Spider. That's what most of the cops know me as, too.
Well, welcome back to the area, Spider. Though not at the corner of Pacific and SoCal,
yeah.
I'd like to point out.
Yeah, I'm going to be hanging up further this way now, but by the movie theater and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not selling pot anymore because I don't want to go back to jail for a longer period. They told me I'd get 4 years prison for, 6 grams of pot. It's not even an ounce. No, it's just a bunch of bullshit that they're pulling me up personally. I'm sorry about the language.
No, this is Free Radio Seneca.
Yeah, you know, it's a bunch of crap they pulled on me and are making me do some serious time over something that, you know, is not really nothing. You know, it's not like I'm selling something that's going to kill you if you take it. What's up, Bobby?
Spider-Man.
What's up? I'm not Spider-Man, Spider.
Spider-Man's also in jail, right?
No, he's out.
But what was he busted for?
Same thing. Sales.
And we're talking, these are all under-announced, these sales?
Yeah. All of them are. I sold a gram to a cop, and then I got busted for 5 other grams I had. So.
Who was the officer directing the operation today?
Forbes was the officer, the undercover that came to me, Officer Forbes.
And the local officer was?
Forbes. That was the undercover officer that got me. And then there was 2 other officers that came up after that. They were hiding back behind Total Fitness. And they came up, drove up, the officer behind, hiding away, called on his radio, told him which person it was, me. And they came and grabbed me. They took me. I had to sit back in that little alley behind Total Fitness there for probably close to half an hour, 45 minutes, waiting for them to take me over to the police station. And then when I got over to the police station, then I sat there for about another hour before I finally went to the jail.
And then you sat in jail for?
18 days.
How are things in jail? Most people homeless? Some people homeless? What's the situation?
Quite a few homeless there. They won't OR. They won't let anybody that doesn't have a specific address here out. They're holding everybody in.
We should all go to jail as a way to, you know, sort of, you know, get a nice place to stay, you know?
Nah, it's a shit. It straight up is. That place sucks. The food's crappy. They give you very little.
It's cold at night.
Yeah. Blankets are shit. You know, it's a shithole. Somebody got staph infection. I went to court with a guy, and he had gotten staph infection from one of the showers.
Not in our jail.
It's in our jail.
Now, wait a minute. Mark Tracy has assured us that those kinds of things don't go on in our jail.
Well, I saw him when he had staph infection. He claimed he got it from the shower.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to report you for a probation or parole violation immediately.
Yeah, right. Please don't say that kind of crap.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully, man, I can get out. And I'm going to try and talk them into, go back to court on Friday and talk to the judge and see if I can get him to give me a unsupervised probation. Let me just leave the hell out of California. I'll kick me out of California for 3 or 4 years. I'll go fine, I'll come back later, but right now I'll go, hey, no problem. They can do that and give me an unsupervised probation. I'd be a lot happier. All this crap they want to do, UAs and all this other junk, is just a bunch of bullshit.
Thank you, Spider. No problem.
No problem.
Say this again.
Hi. I've seen people go in for selling heroin or speed. I mean, straight sold heroin or speed or feather hardcore cocaine or crack or whatever to an undercover officer down in the flats, and they're getting OR'd. They're getting out on bail, which are real cheap, easy bails. For 6 grams of marijuana, under an ounce, under a quarter ounce even, I got a $60,000 bail.
Well, you are a menace to the downtown community, sir.
Oh,
first of all, you hang out at Sushi Now causing trouble. Then you moved over to the cookie company, where you forced them to remove the benches. Finally, you plant yourself in front of Borders, causing a tremendous amount of trouble. What do you expect?
Them to go to hell, personally, I think it's a bunch of crap, hey, I would rather have somebody selling pot and turn them around, because people are going to turn around and spend more money down here in downtown, because they're going to be wanting to buy pizza, cookies, things to eat, going to New Leaf, because they got the munchies, because they're stoned. And, who spends...
We don't like that kind of reasoning, Spider.
Well, who spends money after you buy heroin? Nobody's going to eat, they're too busy puking up and nodding off. And then if they're on speed, they don't want to eat, they're too twacked out. So, I don't see where the speed...
Take your biochemical, pharmaceutical notion somewhere else, sir. We have a clean town here. Anything you want to add?
I just think that, they should really consider legalizing it in the state of California, and it could make it a lot easier for a lot of things, but,
Not while Christopher Crone is our soft linguine mayor. Thank you.
And you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is the last 10 minutes. If you want to get in a shot on the phone, 427-3772. I'll be returning on Sunday from 10 to 1:30. And I think next Thursday I will not be here, if I'm not mistaken. Today's the 4th. Yeah, I'll be up in Sacramento with the Right to Sleep Walk and Rollers. The new street spirits are in, so if you want to sell them or buy them, you can contact... Street Spirit Master Vendor Becky Johnson at 429-8529. Give her a call. You can sell them free. If you're a homeless person, the first 10 are free, the next 10 are a dime. We hook you. You can sell them for a buck. And this issue is an all-fiction issue except for the main story. But the fiction is very good, actually. I don't usually read all the Street Spirits articles except mine, of course, and the local articles. But they're really... Street Spirit is probably the best street newspaper in the country. That, frankly, is... my view, and I've read a lot of them. There's some that are bigger, Street News from New York City, and that's pretty impressive. It's got 60 or 70 pages, but I think the passion of street spirit is quite something.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Yeah, this is John Hilking, who's calling in, making a couple of comments here. I just noticed on my way over here to... Bernard, could you turn on the radio for a second? I just noticed on my way over here that the CHP and other, the sheriff's guys have blocked off the beach area, only letting residents through. I'm kind of annoyed with that because you can't drive anywhere near the beach area right now. I guess it's to control the fireworks scene, but I thought I'd let people get blue about the...
People might drink illegally.
Fourth of July control freaks is what...
Wait a minute, they might walk their dogs. They might be homeless. John, you don't seem to have any sympathy with law enforcement people.
I don't know. It's kind of annoying that they don't let people through 4th of July.
Hmm.
I did that too when I was living over on Front Street by the beach flats. They, cordoned off the area when they had the Beach Street Festival down there. Couldn't even drive to your house during that whole time. Kind of annoying.
Yeah, I think the beaches are public, and... if armed individuals are stopping people with these strange uniforms and insisting they surrender their rights on the 4th of July, I I don't know what I would do if that happened to me. I probably would. Of course, they've got guns and radios. You know, what can you do?
Of course, one thing that's good about them is they're even-handed. It's even-handed enforcement. They stop everybody. They don't just stop the homeless and scruffy-looking people. They stop everybody.
They treat everybody like shit.
Yeah. So,
well, that's very reassuring.
Police don't stop the white people and the cleanly dressed people. They just stop the, you know, the hangers-on and the homeless-looking people.
Dig it.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
We had an interesting a poet dropped by. Whoops, we had a phone call too. The Right to Sleep Walk, and we're going to play old Bert Glick, who lives downtown. But first, this.
Hi, you're on for radio.
Hi, my name is Jacob, and I was calling in to talk to everybody about a group that was starting up in town, a local version of Cop Watch.
Oh, cool. Well, you have 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, great. Well, the best way to get in touch with the burgeoning Cop Watch here in Santa Cruz probably right now is to, among other things, just to call me, and I can be reached at 596-2580.
596-2580?
2580, yes.
And your name is Jake.
My name is Jake.
Are you the real Jake?
Well, I'm one of. I don't claim to be the only, certainly.
I know you've been meeting every Thursday at 6:30 at Loud Nelson Park. Did you actually do that today?
Yes, we did today. There wasn't too tremendous of a turnout, I think, just because people are off doing their, patriotic stuff or whatever they're doing.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, there were still a number of people that did show, and due to the fact that there were some conflicting other groups that were meeting, we're gonna meet inside in a house next time. But for information on where that is, the best way to find out is to call that number once again, 596-2580.
Well, I know that you and several folks came to a meeting of the encampments on Sunday, and you were thinking of doing some kind of a cop watch downtown. Did that ever happen?
Yes, we were wanting to get a number of people who are interested in helping us table to advertise downtown, because this is really in its formative stages, and we really just want to get more input from the community and more help.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't able to get together people to do that. I myself had to work, unfortunately, on the day that we thought we might be able to do it. So that's still awaiting.
Well, Jake, are you downtown now, or are you at home?
Well, I am at my phone. I am not downtown. I'm actually traveling outside of Santa Cruz.
I got you. We won't inquire into where you're going. But the reason I ask is I'm getting off the air. I thought if you were around, I would invite you out for a cup of tea to do a little cop watching. But
no, unfortunately, that won't work.
Well, anyway, your phone number again for those who want to join Cop Watch is
596-2580.
596-2580. And if you have written that down and lose that piece of paper, 596-2580, you can call 423-HUFF, 423-4833, and you'll find it actually on the voice message there. Jake, thank you, and call me later tonight if you're up for it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Robert.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're just about at the end of our rope here at Bathroom Spears Broadsides, and the hang woman has arrived with noose in hand. I don't know what old lady Scar Arms is doing here, except possibly she's probably up to no good, but she's lurking around the studio. She may be engaging in some kind of chalking behavior. As we know, chalking is now a criminal offense here in Santa Cruz, and she's very questionable. Ah, here comes another one of the usual suspects. People are arriving in the studio, and it's frankly rather unnerving. Perhaps Sergeant Baker, if you're in the area. No, we will leave that for another time. So, Bathroom Spears Broadsides will return, as ever, 10 o'clock on Sundays. If you want to come back and share some time with us. Going to have a lot of interviews. We haven't gotten through them. We have endless interviews. A lot, very interesting stuff. Plus, of course, Downtown Problems Committee meetings, where actual people discussed real problems. Unlike at the city council, where you get cut off, they did limit people in their time, but people insisted to some extent on at least controlling how the meeting went on. So come on back on Sunday. You'll be hearing those interviews. And join the Cop Watch Brigade. I'm always glad to see it when a Cop Watch forms comes and starts rolling in, you know, into the scene. Let's hear a little bit from Bert Glick as we go out, a little poetry. And, hey, between times, you can give us a call at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. Thanks for being with us. And, hey, wish I had more time, but isn't it always the way?
War, we at the All War Intravenous News Network are committed to bringing you the latest in vicarious video violence. The Warmongers, brought to you by the New World Odor, not your ooky, oily, sweat of the desert smell, but your George and Barbara, Bill and Hillary, underarm power is an aphrodisiac smell. Now back to Saddam and Gomorrah. The high priest of oil meets the thief of Baghdad, while 500,000 soldiers defecating daily fertilize the desert. Will that make the desert bloom a football field? Oh, let me die in the desert, defending the Saudi Arabian right to curb women drivers. Or is a jihad a car? Honk if you think real men pull out early. Satellite sighted surgical strike tonight. Smart bombs down the chimney, just like Santa promised. Body part here, bedpost there. The mosaic of collateral damage, while Earth plowing tanks bulldoze brown bodies in the sand. Pentagon raison d'etre, mutile de guerre, Ina Kleina Blitzkrieg, Shabbat Shalom. Who finds us here circling, bewildered like atoms, says an old Persian poet. Get your what price glory, death, disease, chaos bumper stickers fast while they last, and no Gulf War syndrome.
All right, Bert Glick. Here for Bert. Bert actually has poetry. You can get a book of his poetry from him.
Before we all break up, it looks like we may be beginning to kind of melt into the sunset here. I want to say a word about Camp Paradise and the new camp, Camp Hope. People may know about Camp Paradise. It was homeless people who got together and formed
an
encampment
that
they
ran themselves by the riverside. It lasted until December of last year, then it moved and shrank as the city council betrayed its commitments, and the community continued to try to support the camp, but in fact, it's now a very small group of people. But out of that camp came a second camp, a camp called Camp Hope, and it's been the hope of all of us that homeless people will begin to start these
encampments like Dignity Village in Portland, Oregon, like Kent City 3 in Seattle, like Isla Vista in Isla Vista. It's actually called Camp Home Sweet Home.
Where homeless people say, we're not going to wait for the city council.
We're
going to
have fun with this, folks, but in fact,
we're not going to wait for the Board of Supervisors. We're not going to wait for Governor Davis. We have to act because our survival depends on establishing a small community as soon as we can.
Camp Hope is doing that. And Dell here is from Camp Hope. We invited both Camp Hope and Camp Paradise to come and talk. Camp Paradise has the good fortune to have the sponsorship of a church right now. Camp Hope, however, is on the edge of going into this illegal sleeping ban situation that all the rest of Santa Cruz's homeless are in. But the difference will be that they will be together and supporting each other, and they will have the support of the community. Right now they're in the parks. They're looking for places that way they don't have to be illegal, and that's outside the city on private property. But let's have Dell tell you a little bit about
We're out here in front of the coffee roasting company. It's dusk on July 4th, 2002. Well, I never thought I'd make it this far. It's about 8:45. We're talking with, local man, John Stewart. Hey, John.
Hey, where's the money? I want the money.
Here's the follow the green,
I
man.
I don't demonstrate for nothing. I want money.
Damn right. Well, actually, I'm en route to the theater, but you say you've been beaten up recently?
John Kennedy can rock and rock and get paid for their Nazi fascism.
Now, what about these assaults I've heard about? Any you been assaulted lately?
Yes, I got beat up twice in one day by the Trollbusters.
Where was this?
Once in the access area behind the VFW building where I was going to get something to eat.
Santa Cruz?
Yeah, Santa Cruz. And right out in front of the metro, I got kicked like a football.
Who did this?
Trollbusters, man. Whoever they did, they were Trollbusters.
Did you see them?
They did a thorough job. I got back to my room and the rib area where it was indented sprang out back to where it should be, and I fell on the floor and I crawled to the door and pushed the door open, pulled the door open rather, and yelled help. And my neighbor said 911 right away, and guess who came? The police came, and they didn't wait for the paramedics. They took me and made me walk down 7 flights of stairs to get to the street and put me in the back of the car in manacles. They MRI'd me at the Dominican, and then they sent me to the psych ward because, of course, I'm a psycho, not a medical case. Subsequently, they triaged me to Menlo Park, where naturally I'm a psycho, not a medical case, with a hernia and a double beating. A hernia developed out of the beating as well. So here I am with a hernia and an aching, breaking body in a ward full of Alzheimer warriors who go, I can't you don't leave your fucking alone, you know, and I'm going, what the fuck am I doing on this motherfucking place? So Jane Kaiser, I called her collect, and goddamn, she made 5 or 6 phone calls to get the public defender to come and goddamn get me out on my writ of habeas corpus. So naturally, they didn't let me go on the date that they put on the release form. They released me 3 days later to make a total of 13 goddamn days on Menlo Park's fabulously fraudulent goddamn psychiatric ward. But they did.
Oh, wait, did you give it 4 stars or 3 stars?
This is 5 stars.
5 stars?
Yeah.
5 stars for bang, bang, bang?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Finn is a fabulous logician, and he figured
you
out.
Mickey Finn? Or?
No, he figured out I'm an epileptic. And he gave
me
Zyprexa, which Jane says they're using as an experimental drug on the people at Dominican.
Aren't you proud to be in a part of the new experiment?
I'm a finely refined product of Eli Lilly.
Well, all right. The pharmaceutical companies can be proud.
You're goddamn right, man. Then, and guess what? They're going to give me $50,000 not to go postal on it. I'm a postal employee.
Well, you were looking pretty worn and pretty ragged at the last council meeting, John, I got to tell you.
Well, it was that Vietnam veteran's fault. He should have killed me
Michael Tomasi. If you sandwich is short of a lunchbox.
Really? Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm hungry.
So are you for that.
Wait a minute, I want a breakfast over at the Santa Cruz Diner.
Well, that could happen.
Well, why not? Well, we're going fast enough. Are you
diner.
A quantum mechanical physicist?
I'm just a 4th of July fool looking for a movie.
I stood on Einstein's shoulders to prove that a water drop falling in the void would hit 300...
This is beginning to sound a little quixotic, John.
Would go 300,000 kilometers per second. That's what I've proven.
Well, you've proven you can win a writ of habeas corpus hearing. You've proven you have friends here in Santa Cruz who are willing to fight for you.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Uncle...
And you're not evicted yet.
Uncle Newton got hit on the head by an apple and talked about gravity. Mr. Einstein pushed a baby carriage and talked about relativity, which his wife had said... said, please go change the baby's diaper, Albert. And Albert says, I'm thinking. She says, it's all relative, Albert. It's all relative.
Which, all relatives.
Which dawned on him later as he pushed the baby carriage. She was a physicist too, you know.
I want to thank you, John, for that brief and succinct description of I'm not sure what.
Right.
Thank you for being with
me. It's quantum mechanical, existentialistically correct.
Thank you. Here we have two generous Santa Cruzans. Are you... Normally, do you give to spare changers?
It depends on the person, I guess.
And are you folks local or out of town?
Out of town.
If you have a guitar with you, are you a musician?
He is.
And have you had any problems, or have you been performing on the streets here?
No, I was going to try to perform at Perks. Why, are they banning street performers now?
They aren't banning them, but there's some question of some harassment. Some of us are concerned about harassment that's happening. Where are you two from?
Davis, California.
Oh, Davis. I got you. Well, I just noticed you gave some money to a local man. I wanted to commend you for your generosity.
Thanks.
This is a free radio show. Fine. What do you want to say?
Yes, we're having problems with old men down here hassling young women. Are you having any problems here, young ladies?
No.
There is an issue about sexual harassment downtown. How do you feel about that in Santa Cruz?
That's appalling.
Are you appalled?
I am thoroughly appalled.
This guy's good. He can't remember anything. That's why he's got
the He's learning. Anyway, good luck with the music.
I was just making fun of the controversy in your shirt. No sleeping, no university, no hacky sack.
Yes.
Yeah, I read that in the paper.
What do you think of this issue?
Of the what?
The issue of banning street musicians.
Sucks.
You're both from Davis? No, you're... What do they do in Stockton on this issue?
Stockton doesn't have much underground culture like this. It's not an issue.
So if people are spare changing in Stockton, they just get hauled away, or...?
People just ignore them.
People don't play music out on the streets in Stockton.
How about Davis?
It's usually pretty welcome in Davis if it's done in a very non-intrusive manner.
Your name is?
Lisa.
And you are?
Danny.
Anything you want to say to our occasional free radio audience?
Hi, Mom.
No comment.
Thank you. We're here at the Coffee Roasting Company. It's about 10 o'clock. The attack on homeless people is a crackdown on street musicians, tickets for sitting on planters, tickets for hacky sacking, skateboarding. Your name is?
Teal.
Teal, how long have you worked here?
About 6 months.
And what do you know? Do you feel harassed? There's been a claim by merchants that the street people are harassing women coming to and from work.
No, I haven't been harassed, personally.
We could work on that. I could do some personal... No.
No, I don't know.
So we're near the espresso machine talking with...
Jennifer Silva.
Jennifer, how long have you worked here?
Oh, about two or three months.
And have you felt safe downtown?
Yes, I have. Completely safe.
Been harassed by the evil homeless?
Harassed, of course, but I don't let it get to me.
I see. Now, how often does this happen?
Every day.
And are you interested in seeing some more laws to regulate this behavior?
Maybe stopping some of their vulgar...
We had a public restroom, and...
Your name is?
My name is Quinn. And we had a public restroom, and the customers destroyed it completely, and so that's what they get for destroying it completely. They get no restroom.
And there you have it. There's no restroom for the wicked.